Welcome to the friend zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesco, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the friend zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
I'm Dustin Ross. This is the friend zone, and here's the news that you can use. First up, a swollen and passionate Shekinah Joe made a soggy-faced plea to somebody in Atlanta not to loot at Lenox Mall, specifically mentioning Gucci in a now infamous outcry of, "Gucci ain't did shit to y'all!" Gucci has responded, issuing a statement saying, "We don't even know her like that."
Oh my God.
Next. No. Next. Oh yeah. Next. B-I-B-L-E. Simone said she is not living to please man. She is here to please God at the end of the day. She is a Christian, God-fearing person who only has to answer to him. And she's going to ask herself, what would Jesus do? Not what would an angry black woman do. She has said that she is angry, but she is also trying to be godly. B, the B stands for blasphemy, who is also working on new music, went on to tweet lyrics from an upcoming Christian inspirational project, which read, "I ain't single, bitch. I'm single as fuck, but he is my boyfriend every time we link up." So praise God for evangelist B. Simone. And finally, somebody named Shameik Moore said that Rosa Parks had taken a cab instead of being on the city bus in the first place.
Wow.
After saying that, that's right. I ain't know who the fuck that was. If I'm just gonna keep us on her, I ain't never lied to y'all. Yeah, I ain't gonna start now. Shit. So like I said, somebody named Shameik Moore said that Rosa Parks should have taken a cab instead of being on the city bus in the first place.
He
absolutely did. After saying that he doesn't fear for his life in a climate of incessant police brutality against black people because he knows how to carry himself in tough situations. Mm-hmm. That's why that nigga has a Family Guy chin. Welcome to the friend zone. Your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who in the hell wants a musty brain? I know I don't, and they don't either. Hey, friend. Hey, Asante. I think I know how you're doing this week.
You know what? I'm just going to push past the foolery now. I have a black business, and I want to get down to that business first. It's not the blackest business, guys. It's actually the most colorful. Shout out to hairpaintwax.com. It's a temporary water-based hair coloring solution for those who want to try a new color every day of the week. I ordered a bunch of jars from them a little bit earlier this year just because I wanted to switch up my hair and I didn't want to do a whole bunch of stuff. I didn't want to talk about anything serious and so I just decided to talk about something colorful because I want to just make myself a little bit happy in times that are not so happy right now because we're going to have time for the serious stuff a little bit later in the episode. So that's it. Hairpaintwax.com. If you want to see some of the colors and some examples, you can go to the Instagram. That's at hairpaintwax. HairPaintwax.
This is a brand that you use, Asante?
Yeah, I bought like 7 jars. They had like a rainbow thing. I was actually a little mad because they didn't get my one color, but they sent me the refund right away. Y'all know I love me some good customer service. It was very speedy. Got my package speedy, got my response to the customer service speedy, and the color works very, very well. I put some of it on top of this once and I wore it for like 2 weeks, but I'm gonna get some more whenever I get my hair braided or just try to figure out how to do it myself, put that color back on top. Beautiful colors, great colors.
And it didn't stain your bed sheets or your pillowcases or nothing?
It didn't. Well, I normally sleep with my hair wrapped up anyway because I'd be trying to moisturize. But when the wax dries in it, like it's literally just like the color and it's kind of hardened so it doesn't move around. I'm sure if I would have been like sweating or more moisture would have been involved.
Right.
It would have like smeared.
It got super popular for a while in like the natural hair scene. Shout out to Natural 85 because she's actually the first one that I personally saw using it on her hair. And if you know her hair, Whitney's hair, she's like the OG of YouTube.
Yeah.
Like the most beautiful hair. And she, I forget what color. I think she had done like a purple. It was just so bomb with her hair. And then Maya did it too. I think Maya had like a royal blue. So for a while it was like kicking up on Instagram. And I loved it because a lot of us don't like to dye our natural hair because it fucks our whole pattern up for the most part, most of us.
I mean, Fran, you over there being Meek Mill, but I remember when we did the color run, you had all that green in your hair. Okay.
Oh my God, do you remember that? And then you took that iconic picture that I was like, damn, I would love to have green hair, but who the fuck's going to go through all that?
Shout please had an iconic model, okay?
Right, I didn't know that dyeing. Bleach it. I didn't know though that like dyeing your hair messed with the actual like curl pattern and shit. Cause I was trying
God,
to be,
what?
Yeah, chemicals.
You know, I was trying to be cute. I understand dimension and depths and shit. So I had put a black rinse on my pubes. You know what I'm saying?
next thing
I knew, honey, my dick looked like Cab Calloway. I said. It's a rage in Harlem, all right. Okay, I said, the Cotton Club, here we come. It was slick down like Harlem
you
Nights.
Are
I was
so
like,
gross.
I can't do this. I can't do this balls. No more. So, shout out to that option. You know what I'm saying?
With that
shout
being
out to hair paint wax.
Said,
I said,
with
hell
that being
no.
Said,
base in your balls.
Are y'all ready to jump in? Oh, before we jump in, do you guys have any announcements you'd like to share?
You're talking about the Great Gatsby. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I have some announcements. Look out for me. I did a bunch of podcasts randomly last week and this weekend. I was chilling with Orlando and Tahoe on the Harder Soft podcast. So.
Oh, boy.
My God.
friend, they told me to tell you next, okay? I didn't know how to answer that. but they said you next, okay?
I do.
Just you and
so check me out on our South podcast. And also, shout out to our homegirl, Carla. I had to Woo. Kick it with her for a little bit.
Carla.
Shut up. I didn't know you did Carla.
Yes, I was kicking it with her this weekend. Having a blast. I think that she's going to put that up sometime later this week or next week. But just look out for my name on the internet and not for anything bad. That's it.
Yay.
What about you, friend? Anything coming up? Anything popping?
No, just trying to stay black and alive. So last week's episode, I'm not even going to say the name because I ain't trying to butcher the accent. I'm just say it was the slogan for Digicel. What was that, Dustin?
I feel like if I say it again, I'm going to mess it up. And that would have been too close to right. So, you know, it lives forever.
Either you got it or you didn't. So that was the title of last week's episode, where it was a shoot the shit episode. No segments, no hot button issue, just whatever came up as we were going. And as always, those of you listening had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
I picked the most ridiculous comment. I'm so sorry.
Good.
I'm in them SoundCloud streets. I want to shout out to Shauna, not formerly of DTP, or maybe I don't see the two ends. I wasn't sure. Her comment says, I lost a fucking AirPod in the damn house, and it's not even like my house is dirty. Well, why don't you use Find My on your iPhone, you ask? Because I use Face ID so much that I forgot the passcode.
Me.
And I locked myself out of the phone and had to reset the whole thing. I hate it here. Quarantine is driving me crazy. LMAO. That, I don't know why.
LMA would lock herself out her own phone. And she would. And I ain't know she listens. So shout out to her. I love Buddha. But she would do some dumb shit like locking herself out her goddamn phone and then tell us about it.
Why you playing? I found my Jacquees version of boot up on my computer the other day.
Oh, send that.
Oh, no. I want the other song. Well, Trippin'. I want the Jacquees Trippin'
song.
Oh,
yeah. Damn. I forgot he did both of her songs. That's so tragic.
he told Trippin' up. Or not. Well, no, not Trippin'. Was it? Which one was it?
I think
you're
right.
Yeah, it was Trippin'.
Yeah. I remember.
Because I like to think about his ass.
I will say I saw him singing Adorn by Miguel the other day. And
Stop
even though
it.
He did sound like Jacquees, he was keeping up.
Wait, are you being serious?
I promise. Y'all thought I was playing with Tamar's show and you see it on every Monday night. I'm
you know
telling
what, you're
you.
Right. I have
I'm
to have more
you.
Trust. I have to have more trust. So I'm not picking a comment this week. Instead, well, actually, yes, because this will set off what I was going to say. So Aspen Evans on SoundCloud said, Portland is so white, girl. Because I was talking about moving to Portland. I just love how clean that comment was. Portland is so white, girl. Like, what is you doing? So a lot of you who live... was that just good?
Woo!
In a sea of comments, that one illuminated. I received so many emails and comments on the Friend Zone Twitter from Black folks living out in Portland that were like, don't do it.
Why you getting the Drake boys?
Don't. No, they were legit like, yeah, no, you probably don't want to do that here. And I appreciated it. It was a good mix. Some people were telling me that they moved out to Seattle and have had a way better time. Some people are having a good time in Portland as far as the quality of life, which is what they were looking for. But they were like, I don't have any friends. I don't know anyone. Ain't shit to do. There's just a lot of white folks everywhere.
There's nothing to do.
And a lot of you also shared the racism that you have to endure on a daily basis because of that, which obviously if you don't have a community support system, I can't even imagine what that must feel like to deal with that shit and then not even have friends to go back and like nurture yourself with. So something to think about. I know. I was like, well, damn.
I beat the shit out of a nigga with a corn stalk or whatever the fuck. A big, strong plant out the ground. Something with a limb or a branch. Something I could pick up and just get to working their ass out. You know, you ever got a natural ass whooping like that? I don't think like that. There's a reason why them tribes and shit be caning motherfuckers and doing all that shit. It's reasons. I'm telling you, I'm trying to learn the land as we move forward. That's one thing about
the lay of the land. So with that being said, I actually am very appreciative that you guys took the time out to send those messages to me because that's what we are about. Ecosystems and informing each other where the fuck to stay out of because I wouldn't know otherwise. That's how I was exploring it.
It was like, screw.
I love that. The amount of messages I got, I was like, oh, okay.
You're going to be more upset when you find out it was really white folks pretending to be black to keep your ass up. No, I'm just playing.
Yo, don't even front. That could be a thing too, though. They was like, what we don't want is their asses coming to Portland trying to start a black community.
They want to start a revolution. We heard that Kirk Franklin song. Y'all not doing that here.
Ooh, I cannot wait to get into all of that. So, Dustin, who stood out before we jump in?
You know what? Last week was such a special episode. There's just a couple things that I would like to highlight. As I mentioned, and by a couple, I do mean two. As I mentioned in one of our ads this week, our audience has been showing so much love to the products that support us and that we have thus supported on this show.
They really have. Thank you guys so much.
So I want to give a shout out to Blue Quartz at BLU Quartz, the number 2, who said, Friend Zone Pod never misses. Dairy has given me horrible heartburn this entire pregnancy, but now I'm back. And she attached a picture of the Ben and Jerry's Milk and Cookies non-dairy frozen dessert that we've been promoting.
I hear that.
So, and she pregnant, so I just wanted to give her some love and her baby Tambi in, you know what I'm saying? Just to, you know, give them some love on today and let them know that we see you. And, you know, I'm glad you found some comfort, literal comfort food. You found it. The second tweet that I want to actually, we'll do three. The second tweet that I want to highlight comes from Stitcher. Shout out to Stitcher for including our podcast as one of the black podcasts that they highlighted, which explores health, mental wealth, and mental hygiene. So shout out to Stitcher.
I saw that. That was super cool. Shout out to Stitcher for that.
And the final tweet I want to highlight comes from Buttercup at @A_Monet with several T's. I don't even know how many I'm looking at. But the tweet says, Rolling Ray is on the front lines doing more than most of y'all
faves.
I have to stand. And it's attached to a picture of Rolling Ray dropping bombs for your moms and killing car alarms in front of the police on the front lines of the protests. And shout out to Rolling Ray. All the fuck bye.
And we are going to start right there, my friends. Because I have been... a fan of Rolling Ray for how long now?
Forever.
And who did we see in the front lines, okay? Who?
holding it down, keeping it realer than real, okay?
Yo, the fact that Roland Ray had the bottle,
he had a case of water. He had a case of water.
Case of water.
You know, the case of bottle water on the see what I mean? A resource in literally and figuratively.
Dog, that made me so happy. And shout out to our listeners who, as soon as that video dropped, y'all were tagging me down. Like, Fran, you your boy.
And if you don't know who Rolling Ray is, do yourself a favor and get on Google and that good old YouTube and look up the words Rolling Ray and edify yourself.
So this week's episode, you know, obviously I had a topic planned, but considering the uprisings right now and just how everything is at a boiling point, it seemed extremely irrelevant to talk about anything else. And I know we serve as an escape, and obviously there still will be elements of that throughout this episode. But I do think it'd be a disservice to, like, gloss over it as if we're not all thinking about that right now as we're sitting here trying to create this episode. It just would feel, it would feel like a misalignment. So I thought that we should not only share how we're feeling, but also open the dialogue for those of you listening to be able to share how you're feeling as well. So obviously I wanted to start with something light, like Roland Ray, which isn't even light. He put himself on the line for us. And just, you know, that to me, people were laughing and had their jokes, but it was also really powerful to see the contrast too between the people with platforms that are, you know, buying outfits and turning this into something for the gram, as opposed to people that are like really putting themselves on out there and using their platforms to show that. It's been interesting. Yeah. I feel like it's been a massive influencer takedown. Have y'all seen that?
Yeah, I agree. And part of that is motivated by people being disgusted with sort of a lack of integrity amongst the influencer community as a whole. It's just like any other industry. There's going to be people who misappropriate the intention of the work, and it sucks for people like us who have worked diligently to maintain some boundaries and some decorum and integrity with the moves that we make in business. And to see a person like Saucy Santana, whose music I've promoted on this show, who I've met in person and vibed to his music in clubs before and shit, and to see him get his dumb ass on Instagram with his friends and holding up a sign that says "All Lives Matter." How inappropriate, untimely,
that was
how tone deaf. Wow. Like, why would you even do that when motherfuckers are out here literally working hard to make sure that your ass is taken seriously in the first place? And you demean something that is so far-reaching in impact. Those three words, you see "All Lives Matter," when someone says that, it's often in retaliation to someone already just stating that Black lives do matter. So it's become words that are almost weaponry. And at this point, what is the point of you? Before I get too far off track, let me just state one general frustration, right? I'm tired of people making very general points and feeling like they have the light bulb idea to end all, you know, racism, systematic oppression, and all of these things, these ills that we've been facing for so many years. I'm tired of these people that are just now becoming a part of this conversation, just now figuring out that they want to be heard, and making these very general statements that we end up dismissing, refuting, dispelling, fact checking, whatever, and we end up wasting so much time that we could be using so much more efficiently by sharing pertinent information and necessary information that can actually make a change. I'm tired of semantics and dancing in very general remedial circles of information with people like Shekinah, okay, who yelled about Gucci ain't done nothing to y'all, and then we have to break this shit down, when really we could be focusing on and using our voice, grateful for the people that listen to us. We could be using that time to share, like I said again, pertinent, necessary, impactful resources and information. So that's a general frustration that I have right now. I'm tired of the 101 shit. Let's move on from that and actually get to action items. And I think that people that are just becoming comfortable enough, rather, to be vocal in that space, they just want to be heard. And that's why there's this saturation of bullshit that's literally in the way of work being done. And if them bullets hit you, then, and I mean the ones that I was just speaking of, not related
to the literal.
Right.
Yeah.
But if the ones that I just spewed out hit you, oh, well.
Go ahead.
I mean, how? What can you even say after that? You know what's so sad? When I saw the Santana photo set, I was in such disbelief that my brain literally was trying to make excuses for him. I kid you not. I was like, maybe they didn't realize that's the term that is like against our movement. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because some people, as much as we assume people are online and educating themselves on what's happening, some people are literally just online
just
to
arriving
post themselves.
To the party.
Right. So I wouldn't even be surprised, but at the same time, I just didn't want to coddle anyone either, because this is a conversation that has been going on for how long now? If you are unaware of what the Black Lives Matter conversation is right now in June of 2020, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. I don't even have
countless.
The capacity. Dude, I don't even have the capacity anymore. And it felt really, you know, I had to check myself in that moment, because I am someone that, you know, will try to make excuses when I am in such disbelief of someone being that. You know, like, just, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
That's why I've been kind of like silent for this whole thing myself, because like Dustin hit a lot of really like important points. Like just for me as a creative, when I log on, I think to myself, like, I'm trying to educate myself and I'm trying to be responsible using my, you know, platform, because I know other people are watching, but I don't want to be one of those, because I've seen all this go for so long, but I don't really feel like I, you know, hold range to discuss this or educate anybody else on this. So I want to be a resource as far as like getting people to other resources. But I feel like there are people that aren't figuring out like where they lack and how they can help. They just know that they want to help and they're trying to do something. And I think in certain instances, I'm seeing that being more like damaging than it be good. But it's kind of hard. I can't even judge those people for doing that, because you see so many people that are like, I wish somebody would like say something. So it's kind of hard for me to even figure out, like, for me myself, what to say, like what other people want people to say. But I know that everybody's hurt right now, so I'm trying to like understand everybody so I can get some sort of like information. And then like I feel like I end up falling like you, friend, where I can sometimes make excuses, not necessarily like for people in action, but like kind of for like what's been going on and why some people are like fed up even, or why some people can't even like get to the root of the problem anymore. It's just such a confusing, traumatizing time. Like every time you even hit click, not even send or anything, even time you click on anything, it's just like you don't even know what you're gonna get.
And now you bring up an important point too, because one thing that I have noticed is people within our own community trying to police each other on the proper way to express yourself. And I definitely don't want to contribute to that conversation, because there are people who feel like, you know, the protesting and looting is bad for the movement. And there are people that feel like the prayers and peaceful protests are bad for the movement. And everyone's kind of arguing amongst each other on what's the best way for us to navigate what the fuck is happening. But the reality is, we have never experienced this before. Nobody knows how the fuck to navigate this. And even our elders, who have been in similar situations and can bless us with their wisdom, this is a whole different ballgame. You know what I mean? Like
LL Cool J.
What did LL say? Oh, well, he was asking about the biracial kids. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, these are our elders too. So it's like, oh my goodness. But I don't want to police how anyone is dealing with this shit, because the shit is fucked up. It's fucked up. And the reason that with Santana, it bothered me, was because when people were trying to have that conversation, and granted, let's not act like the internet can't be assholes when they try to correct you. It's not the easiest thing to get it wrong on a public platform, to get anything wrong. But I did see people just calmly trying to explain, and he seemed more defensive and telling people, well, I got the poster and I did this for y'all, you know? And that's what kind of threw me off, where I was like, okay, at least if you're going to put yourself out there, then you should be willing to hear your community out if maybe you went about it in a way that wasn't conducive to the movement.
You but, know what else? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fran. I'm so sorry.
No, I will. It's, I'm almost done. I promise. So, you know, I think everyone needs to just play their role. You know, like for me, Dustin was telling the story just last week about us meeting at a protest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I have done the protest thing, and we've done it for many years, many protests, many, we've put ourselves, you know, in that space. And now I'm at a point where I'm in the open your purse phase of
That's right.
what I contribute to that, to our movements and our ecosystems, where I know physically I'm getting older. I'm not going to put myself out there unless we have to. I mean, if we got to, we got to do what we got to do. But right now I'm using my platform to amplify those who may have smaller platforms, make sure that people who are looking for resources on where to donate and, you know, which Black businesses may have been torn apart, need help rebuilding, the bailout orgs, you know, all the even putting out the mental health practitioners who are offering free services right now, lawyers that are working pro bono, things like letting people know that ICE is on the way to different protests so that they can kind of get home, curfews. I mean, whatever I can do, that's where I'm at, as well as donating, because I am in a position where I'm blessed to be able to do so and making sure that people that need the help have it. So that's where I'm at with it. And I think it's important for people to not feel pressured to speak if they don't have the words. Don't feel pressured to do like a performative activism just because I even had people on my IG like, when are you going to post something? I'm like, listen, we have been supporting our Black ecosystem always. My brand has always been about that. I don't have to wait till tragedy strikes to suddenly be like, damn, I should have been circulating the Black dollar. We've been doing that. I will always do that. Always have. It's always been my priority. So I, you know, I get defensive in that sense. Like, hold on now.
You check a bitch. That's what you do. You're not getting defensive. You check the hoe. Like, nah, motherfucker. Have you been listening? Like, where have you been? That's what the fuck we
like, we've been here. This has literally been my heart-centered model. Like, this is what I do. And so, and also I think people expect you to, like, be this manic person that is, you know, on IG and then Twitter and then Facebook. And it's like, whoa, like I'm processing this just like you are. And I'm also doing my best to amplify the community as well as I can while also protecting my sanity. Asante texted me the other day, like, hey, how are you feeling? And I was like, I'm in that space between needing to stay informed, wanting to protect the community, but also needing to protect my sanity. And it's like, how do you do that when every day you wake up, it feels like it's another crazy storyline in the news? That you're like, what the fuck? The shit that's happening in a matter of 8 hours when you're sleeping? It's mind-blowing. So I don't know that, you know, it's just a lot going on. Asante. Oh, no, Dustin, you were about to say something. What were you going to say?
I forget what I was about to say. As we're sitting here, I just
got that emergency alert
on my phone.
I just saw 8 p.m. curfew.
Yeah, New York is now on an 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. nightly curfew from June 2nd to June 7th. So that completely impacts, like, so many things that we have going on. It's just a reminder. Like, last night we were under curfew for the first time, and I'm like, okay, 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., you know, that's for tonight, that's just what it is. Now to see this alert that it's an earlier curfew and it's extended over a period of 5 days, it just feels so binding and just, it's just crazy, man. And I guess the other point that I was going to make, that kind of knocked the wind out of my sails a little bit. But the next point that I was going to make, or the previous point that I was going to make, dials back to the Santana issue. Now, he did post a video after he received a lot of well-deserved response to his post that he made, including someone holding up a poster that said "All Lives Matter" on an empty street. With no one else protesting. It was obviously, you know, a curated photo, which that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But to me, it's about your intention. And I think this is the problem with a lot of people that want attention to the point of celebrity or something, a status, a level of visibility that would be considered fame, right? When people are only pursuing a fame and attention and shit like that and celebrity, they are devoid of the mere fundamental things, the pieces that you need in order to make whatever your product is substantive. Here's a key scenario where this shows itself in just neon writing. You go on Instagram and you post a video saying, well, we had to get stylists, makeup artists, hair stylists, posters, markers. We did that for y'all. No, you didn't, Santana. No, you didn't. And what you did was expose the fact that you are baseless. Like, if your intention was to put some content out to edify the people or to supplement the people in some way or to comfort, you know, your supporters and aid them in a time like this, and what you do is you sit the fuck down. You educate yourself about what's going on.
Exactly.
You identify your audience and you identify key areas where you can offer some support and you present that. We're benefiting nothing from you posting a dumbass picture and an outfit and shit with bad penmanship on a poster board that we had to squint and read anyway and still made out the three dumbest words in the history of creation. And here you are expecting what from us because you went to CVS and City Trends. What do you want from me for that, for your trips? I just don't get it. And so this is why it's always important to really kind of build into the foundation and the fundamental elements of whatever it is that you do, because otherwise it's just a bunch of fluff and it always ends up being exposed as such. Always.
Well said, because that's exactly it. If it wasn't based on, it had no intention to it except to get attention.
That's
exactly what got exposed. And it's tough because I know people are feeling the pressure of needing to say something, mm-hmm. needing to post something. Because people are also in your DMs like, why haven't you said something? It's like, whoa, we're all experiencing this shit the same way.
Not only are they in your DMs, and I'm not even speaking like for me, but just for what I've seen, but like they're like being subtweeted like a substantial rate. Like,
of course.
I'm like, what are they, like, when they do say something, because, like, when people are like, y'all favorite celebrities ain't saying this, that, and the third, and then they come up for air, and then they say something dumb as fuck. So I'm like, why did you want them to speak anyway? Like, y'all beg for them to speak, and I don't know why.
I think, like, the thing is, some people have spoken out previously about matters that are closely related to this, and so those are some of the more... those are some of the people who have that expectation placed on them. I agree with you, Asante, that it's unfair. I've always been vocal about the fact that I only would like whatever your product or your gift is that you present to us as a celebrity. That's all I'm interested in from you. I don't care what you think about anything else. I just want whatever it is that I know you for. I've always said that. And this is a situation where you can see the benefit of that sort of philosophy, right? If you want to call it that. But... So there are some people who I feel like should have something to say. Kanye West had his ass, which I know that he wouldn't even say anything of value, but it's just the point. You've embarrassed Black America. You've embarrassed everyone, including your mom, who was a professor of African American studies. You've embarrassed her with such an obtuse, empty statement about slavery being a choice. You've aligned yourself with Donald Trump. He has now created this dictatorship, instated damn near martial law. All like this country is literally at its worst. Everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. And he still found some way to align himself with Donald Trump, who is at the helm of all of this chaos and calamity. So where you at now? When the entire world, what happened is, we were on quarantine and everybody was at home sitting the fuck down paying attention to what's been going on. And so because normally we would have to go to work or go to this or go to that, and we always have something to do that kind of stops us from really sitting in our thoughts and giving a damn about certain issues. Mm-hmm. Right now, the whole world was on pause when this incident took place. And unfortunately for some people, that is when they finally, it clicked for them, right? So now it's like, what are you going to say? We are at the height of awareness for all of these things, this, like I said previously, this incessant police brutality against Black people. And you've already been vocal about political issues in the past, saying things like George Bush don't care about Black people, you know, shining shoes and eating watermelon at TMZ and then going to the White House and doing what you did. So where are you now? What do you have to say now when literally the floor is yours? I think that those are the people who
are being held to the fire.
Yes, and appropriately so, justifiably so, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Hold their ass to the fire and make sure you burn the cheeks. Ben and Jerry's three new non-dairy frozen desserts, which I love, are a new twist on vegan euphoria. And I ain't even vegan. That wasn't even supposed to rhyme, but it went perfectly. So many new non-dairy flavors, so little time. Ben & Jerry's has three new non-dairy frozen desserts made with sunflower butter. How cool is that? The Ben & Jerry's flavor gurus have taken a big leap this time, and their new non-dairy flavors are the perfect sweet treats for vegans, vegetarians, and everyone in between, aka moi. Now, shout out to our listeners. We have been supporting Ben and Jerry's three new flavors for a few weeks now, and we've actually been seeing a lot of our listeners sharing their Instagram stories, tagging us in them, and they've been enjoying this as well, which further means I was right about something else. So check out the new Ben and Jerry's sunflower butter lineup and the whole new non-dairy family at benjerry.com. That's benjerry.com. I want the shoes.
How are you guys feeling about the conversation about the outside instigators, all the white people that you see busting windows and looting and, you know, beating the cops down? And now you're seeing more of the peaceful protesters versus the looters. And then I even saw a video where they were like actually turning in the looters to the cops in the middle of the protest.
Yeah, physically.
I was like, this is nuts. Like what this is. How this has turned out. Like, I don't even have the words.
I'm grateful for us being in the day and age where everyone has some sort of device to document what's going on around
right,
them.
Outside of
I'm
the media's perspective.
Because now we are getting to see, in some cases, in rare cases, pure unadulterated footage from what's going on the ground. So we see these people in action. We see these undercover agents in action. We see these white supremacists in plain clothes in action, causing all this chaos, causing all this property damage, inciting all of this violence, stirring up confrontations amongst people who were not there with those intentions or that energy, but we're getting to see it take place. And so if enough of us share those videos, I know that it is difficult to watch sometimes, but if enough of us share those videos, the word gets out. This is what's really going on. It's not the Black people who are causing all of this shit that's making dummies like, well, I shouldn't say, God forgive me, because these people aren't dummies, so I guess I can't follow that up with the name that I was going to say initially. So anyway, it's making people do things that are not so smart and focus on things that are a distraction from what the real topic of conversation is. And I'm just glad, like I said, that multiple people are able to record this shit.
Isn't it scary to think about how much we relied on media for our information before social popped up?
Yes.
Seeing how they spin things.
It's funny that TV's always been called programming. So like when you really take a good look at that now, like when you look at the internet and it's just like a vast table of whatever the fuck you want, but then you can actually look at cable as programming, like they're hurting you to have these thoughts or see these images or be influenced this way. So it's kind of fucked up now to just be able to log on and actually see the bullshit that you know exists out there whenever you want, as much as you want, as opposed to getting pieces of it and then people making it seem like just a conspiracy theory. It's like, no, we've actually seen a lot of these theories come full circle, because it was crazy watching, you know, people say like, oh, there's plainclothes officers out here, and then them going back showing a video of the motherfucker out there.
Right.
And then later on, the stories coming out about their families and shit. It was just like, eye-opening,
You saw them cops. You saw them police officers putting all them Nike shoeboxes in the trunk of that car.
Yes. Like, what about the police officers? Dog, what about the police officers that had the bricks in their truck and were strategically placing them in piles? And like, this is what's the thing. Like, you know, y'all know I've always been the conspiracy theory friend. And it's always challenging to be that person because, like you said, Asante, there's a lot of programming that we are under. And so when you start pulling that veil up, a lot of people aren't ready for that. I hate to sound like Twitter and people are like, well, y'all not ready for that conversation, but that's the reality.
That shit
a lot of people, really real. I mean, dog, you saw there was a video of a white woman coming out of a store clearly looting. And the news anchor was like, maybe she's an employee.
Stealing her motherfucking ass off.
Unemployed.
Hands full.
With like five bags. Mm-mm. At night with a busted window. And people were literally under the comments like, well, maybe she was checking in on inventory and trying to save what she could, you know, to protect the store from the looters that were going to come by later. I was reading the comments like, oh my God, this is what I'm saying about the disbelief. Like, it's, and even people defending the image of the cops putting in those Nike boxes, people were literally in the comments saying maybe they were protecting the inventory from the looters that were going to come and grab those Nike boxes later.
Just like they protect the cash and the drugs and shit that they get on drug busts and shit all over the city, right? They was just holding it and turning it all right in above board. The fuck out of here with that bullshit. And that's the kind of shit that I'm talking about. Bitch, you know how dirty the motherfucking police are. You know how dirty they are. You know how dirty they are. So let's not act brand new when you literally see this shit in plain sight in front of your face. And then you insult our intelligence. Not only our intelligence, but you also insult our experience by saying these utterly ridiculous statements and takes on things that, I mean, how if you put a red Oxford shirt in front of us right now, we all gonna say that's a red button down shirt. That's just what it is. And then bitches will tell us it's a wife beater. So that's
and then call us crazy.
Yeah, and then saying, you know what? Fuck and you for seeing how it is. Yeah. So I'm just that kind of shit has worn me out. But now I'm sitting here thinking about how I gotta make it to Costco before
curfew.
Yeah.
Y'all, this curfew thing, like, oh my goodness. And the fact it's they said like, oh, it's just what was it? 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. just supposed to be for the night, and then suddenly it got extended to 5 days. And I'm like, wow, you already see
and then it's
the
from
plan.
8 to 5.
It's fucking chess, and it's just so frustrating. Like, ugh. And you know what scares me? When they announced the first curfew, was that yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I was on FaceTime with a friend of mine, and he was in the house with like some of his friends and his brothers. And I was like, yo, they just said the curfew, like, and they all laughed and was like, I'm a grown ass man, you know? And I was like, see, I get it.
That's how it happens right there.
Mm-hmm. I get it, but that also gave me that anxiety of like, fuck, this is what we're going to be dealing with now because we're adults.
This is where it gets tricky.
This is where it gets so fucking blurry for me because I was not in that moment going to be like, well, you know, it says it. I'm like, this is just what's going to make shit complicated. Mm-hmm. Because we are all grown and this shit's illegal as fuck. But we're under a dictatorship. With this motherfucker holding a Bible.
Talking about what do you have to lose? And then you got dummies. Oh, Lord, here I go again. I don't give a fuck. Then you have other people who are identifying. Well, you know, one thing Trump did do was what? We don't need to hear none of that shit.
None of that.
We don't need to hear none of that shit.
Zero.
Not now, and honestly, not ever, because what he didn't do will forever eclipse whatever you think he did do. Because every time that he should have taken an action, he chose not to. And every time that he should not have done something, he chose to make a choice to harm others. So miss me with the bullshit, the rhetoric. There's so many names that I could name, but I just think that in a time like this where people are, you have to remember, why are people upset? Because someone was murdered in front of our faces without consequence or without justice being served. And it was
again
for the 525,600th minute time, you know, right. that this has happened. And that's why people are upset. So don't talk to me about how you feel about why they, how you feel about them being upset. Talk to me about why they're upset, or let's not talk at all. And that's where, again, the boundary is set for me personally. I don't have time to waste. Like I said, I got to think about going to Costco. So just talk to me about what we need to discuss. Miss me with everything else. I don't give a fuck about you wanting to be heard, because you okay, think Shekinah. That you figured it out. And that's another thing that kills me. These motherfuckers finally think, but see, if we just talk ourselves, you know, out of these situations with these people, then maybe we could be, you think your motherfucking ignorant ass then figured out the key to life out of all these experiences and all these years, you who just started halfway paying attention to life and to our social environment as Black people and the social climate for us as Black people, you think that you, since you got something to say, this is the key and you finna change everything. Well, thank you, Kendall Jenner, for your Pepsi. Or should I call you Keisha Jenner for your Pepsi? Thank you.
Did you pull that out of my head? How?
And the videos of people hugging the cops and crumping for them.
Did you hear that girl's foot stomping when she was crump dancing?
No.
Her foot on that concrete, I'm telling you, that shit took me down. Tell you somebody else, too, while I got the floor, because this is our damn show. Madonna's son dancing.
Oh my god!
I don't give a damn how old he is. That shit was fucking hilarious, and it was even funnier once they dubbed that audio over it. We're gonna shuck and jive.
No, stop! They did not.
And he was dancing. And
but I feel bad stomping. For him, because this shit ain't his fault. He's a baby. He's 14 who got adopted into that room, fucked up family.
Read the room, homie. I was 14 too, and I figured out when I was looking awkward and dumb, and I was like, oh, I can't do that no more. So figure it out, and may this be a learning lesson for you, since your mama ain't taught you nothing about how not to embarrass yourself on the internet. In fact, she is encouraged. Did you hear her clapping? Woo! And yeah! While he was dancing and shit. Y'all didn't hear all that? Then woo! Yeah,
I don't think I
the motherfucking dog. Did you see first of all, you gotta listen to the sound so you can hear his foot hitting that kitchen floor. Then yes, and the chest slaps. And then did you see the motherfucking dog looking up like, look at this nigga right here? You ain't see the dog, the way the dog was looking at him on the floor.
I did. The dog was looking like, what the fuck is going on in this house?
And I love that song. In fact I think that this is a stretch here, right? But I think that Soulja Boy pulled some of his inspiration for his rap style from the cadence of the verses on that song. Think about it.
What? I mean, he did like a mic drop moment when think he about says it.
Yeah, so fuck all that.
And it's, and you know, people, and it's hard because people obviously are looking to me to be like, say something peaceful. And I'm like, I actually believe that there's a time for peace and there's a time for destruction.
Mm-hmm.
And some shit needs to be burned the fuck down. And I don't mean that literally, but I do mean that literally. I mean that on every realm, for new shit to be born, because we cannot expect to tear this shit down that clearly has not worked. And then just build the same shit up again.
Yeah.
And I saw someone that, you know, was saying, because I was fascinated by the business owners who were like, it's okay. And that, you know, clearly it's not okay. They've fucked up. Like, their business got burned down. Your shit got looted. It does not feel good. But I appreciated the business owners that understood that this is so much bigger than that. Yeah. And literally were like, the shit had to burn down, then the shit had to burn down. Like,
and mine, then they
all
they
that
weren't.
Gets replaced. The movement is bigger. It's a bigger story. It's a bigger conversation that's at hand. Obviously, the bodies of the people we've lost can't come back, just like, you know, inventory or buildings. And so I was actually really blown away by those business people. I was so blown away. There was like an Indian restaurant. I wish I remembered which city. I think it was in Chicago, where the owner was literally like, yeah, it's fucked up. But this conversation is even more fucked up. And so I'm going to step back and not center it around me. And I found that so powerful.
I was blown away by that too.
Yeah, so powerful.
They didn't have to do that, and they didn't. Even if they felt that way, they did. They definitely didn't have to share that. And to be able to locate that sort of clarity in a moment where you do have to figure out how to rebuild your shit, I just think it's noteworthy. So, shout out to them. You know, you ain't supposed to tell a kid they did a good job for making their bed. It's what they're supposed to do. But some mornings, your kid needs to hear it. And so, shout out to the business owners for having that perspective on things. I agree with you, friend.
I want to know it's from tricky. Y'all. I just want to know, just because for me it's hard watching and not really knowing, and y'all might not know either, but like I was watching the Tory Lanez get passionate and then she kind of coming on there trying to defend herself. But I want to know, like, how can we not come together, but how can we like hold room to like really be able to hear each other out and be like, that's not what I had a problem with you doing. This is what the real problem is. So we can be like, oh, okay, bitch, you right. Let's mobilize. Or like just something to where we're not like screaming in a fucking vacuum. Because I'm watching some of these lives like, are y'all really like back there doing that? But then some of them, like Dustin might have said, just really woke up for the first time ever. And they got a lot of shit to say. They don't know that they like 5-10 years behind or like, I just want to know.
Redundant as fuck.
Yeah. Like, how would y'all have... Not, I don't even know how to ask this question, but like, how can we help each other get to a point to where we can hear each other so we can mobilize with each other?
By worrying about your motherfucking self. That's how. By educating yourself on what's going on, by getting the most relevant and factual information that you can get and understanding it before you move on to the next step. That's how we can help each other. By concentrating on our goddamn self and making sure that we have the knowledge that we need to then share that knowledge with others when requested and when appropriate. Okay? Those two things. Because they, believe it or not, it's a level of consent here too, because I don't give a fuck how you feel, to be honest. So I don't really want you sharing that shit with me anyway. But, you know, there's a way to get that done too. And so I think that to answer your question, that's how we can be the best, the most of service to other people, by equipping ourselves as best as we can and then conquering the day as it comes. That's how.
Mm. And for me, I'm seeing people that are creating that. I think the problem is that someone's always looking to someone else or something external to come in and save the day. That's the biggest problem that I'm seeing. I have round tables with people that I think are innovators and or what they call think tanks. There we go. Yeah. I've been a part of think tanks with people who have invited me, people that I have invited. We're creating those spaces, you know, so I feel like if it's something that you're genuinely interested in, when I say you, I don't mean you, Asante, but just you yeah. as in whoever is she looking talking about for me. That. whoever's looking for that. You have to create it. You have to put the prompt out. You know, I've seen tweets of people being like, people that are frustrated with the looting or the protesting, and then they're like, this is what I think we should do. I've seen people starting websites where they're like, someone started a website today, Boycott America with 3 Ks. .com, where it's a website that's going to be just for Black-owned businesses. And they're right. creating it. And that way, you know, if you want to contribute to your economy and the Black dollar, there's a centralized location where that will be there. And that's something that, you know, is powerful. It's huge because there's a lot of links that are all over the place. Like people have sent me maybe like 5 or 6 different links. So it's hard to really have like a centralized location. I don't even know if this will be one, but I'm seeing that people are putting those things into action. My friend Netic has a think tank with people in the tech field. What apps can we create to service our communities and connect us, you know? Because that, obviously that's the hardest part. People are looking for each other and don't know where to look necessarily. So, I mean, we're blessed. We have the internet. We can talk to each other, you know? So I feel like there should be less energy knocking what's not working and more energy focused on like what we want to do and how we can do that and execute those plans.
Right. And knocking each other. I feel like people are getting exhausted just from what I'm seeing arguing with each other. Like
it's understandable. We all know, people are just frustrated.
It is understandable. It's just sad because I feel like it always comes to this point to where we arguing with each other and then people get tired and shit just shuts down or stops altogether. So that's why I'm like trying to figure out ways we can have more conversations about like unifying or how to unify or how to hear each other, because we all do have something to say and we all are hurt. That's why it sucks when people are like, well, just because you hurt, you shouldn't be doing it. It's like, no, bitch, I'm hurt. So just know that I'm hurt and, you know, we need to figure out something
and
from
there.
And
that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were showing, did you guys see the video of the Hong Kong protesters? Like how organized, mm-hmm. how like they were so strategic with everything they were doing. And I was like that, you know, there's a lot to learn from that. Just they're still putting themselves out there, but there's a lot of planning and a lot of conversation that's clearly taking place first for them to be able to come out there like that.
Yes.
And people are saying we need an MLK. Where's our MLK?
Why you sounded like Princess Nokia when you said that? MLK.
An MLK. I'm like, well, you know, that's up for debate.
I mean, we have Andrew Caldwell.
Oh my God, he was out there, okay? I saw him getting maced. You saw the picture of his face pepper sprayed? I was like, oh no. Shit.
Send me the link.
I'm gonna send it to you. He got pepper spray and everything. I'm like, all jokes aside, people be laughing at these people, but they out there.
Yeah. They know it's something going on. Shit, it's hard to miss what's happening outside.
I can't
stand
you. How have you guys been finding the balance between staying informed, but also like making sure you don't lose your shit?
Paternity court on YouTube.
That's real.
It's my favorite distraction. I have the episodes are just long enough. They're always like 18 to 20 minutes.
Yes.
So long enough for you to accomplish some sort of task or just escape for long enough to go back and see what changed now. But I'm telling you, Lauren Lake's Paternity Court on YouTube has been saving my life. I have seen the most unforgettable people in these court cases that you ever want to see. So just give that a chance and I'm going to send you that link.
Asante.
You know, been crossing animals. I've just...
You, Fury, and Crystal have been cracking me up with that.
You know what's so crazy? Like, last night or this morning even, it got real political on Animal Crossing.
For real?
When somebody I saw on Instagram, I should find his name, but he had like a Black Lives Matter hoodie on. And so I went on Animal Crossing and I got one too. And I was up this morning, like traveling islands. And on this island, me and three black girls had on our Black Lives Matter hoodies. And the host of the island was a white person. And all they put was like a dry LOL. You could tell they felt awkward as fuck. But I just thought that was really, really funny. It was amazing to see because you don't see a lot of people of color, like, you know, or you don't see a lot of representation of people of color playing games any fucking way. So the fact that I've been playing Animal Crossing and it's always
black. They ain't got black animals.
Yeah, they do. They even have like a black, like my character is black. Like they got black people. So
the
it's
animals,
just funny. Like
I think some animals is black. Y'all ain't never like seen no
bear.
Dog and been like, it's like you ever seen the been around one? You know them dogs. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You ain't never seen nobody with like a Rottweiler that you know is mean, but he know who to be cool around. You know what I'm saying? So like you go over there, the dog just sit next to you and shit. You know the black dog. Y'all know it's some black animals. Y'all know it. Maybe not cats, but it's some black dogs for sure. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've just been doing virtual escapism. That's it.
That's real. Only
what about
thing
you,
I...
friend?
I mean, I will admit that my self-care has taken a backseat right now to a certain extent. It's still my priority because stress most definitely kills. And a lot of what media lives off of and thrives off of is keeping us stressed because it's easier to affect us that way. And so even if I like follow along and read everything and watch everything and I'm like, you know, making sure that I'm a resource, I still make sure at the end of the day to remind myself that I also have the right to turn everything off and not feel guilty about that. And
that's right.
You know, someone actually even linked us that 5 years ago this week, our episode was called It's Okay to Log Off. Ain't that something?
Wow.
Damn, I remember that
episode 5 years title ago too, to this week, which is crazy to think about.
That's we on, our, like we how on, long we on that we shit the Simpsons be on.
So that's one thing I want to say even to our listeners. Like, yes, I understand the desire to be as useful as possible to our communities, but do not forget about yourself. Do not feel guilty if you have to veg out. Like, Masego has a new veg out song that I feel like it's perfect. I'm going to play it later. Not Dustin with this Lysol can. But if you need to veg out, don't feel guilty. Find your joy. Find the little moments that allow you to clear out a little bit, because you still have to take care of self. You're not going to be of service to any movement if you feel like shit, if you're stiff and stressed and stress levels high. There's nothing that you can do for your community. So I think it's something that people feel very guilty about. You know, even now when I turn off my phone, I think it's not even more a guilt as it is like so much happens now in a 8 hour period that I think I'm almost scared to wake up and see like what else.
Friend, let me tell you something. You have the right to remain silent. Okay. You ain't got to turn a goddamn thing on if you don't want to. Okay. You can check out, friend.
I know. And y'all know that I'm the queen of that. But for some reason, it just feels different this time.
Yeah, because we don't want to miss nothing to end up getting us shot when we walk out the motherfucking front door.
I mean, yeah, because look at,
I didn't know we couldn't go outside after 5.
No, it's true. Literally, I got nervous yesterday because Maya is in the middle of a cross-country drive right now. So she's kind of been out the loop.
Oh, no.
I know. And I was like, girl, you would be in a freaking cross-country drive during this uprising. So I've been nervous thinking of her and checking in and making sure she's good. And she hit me because she had gone into a grocery store and was like, how weird is this? Nobody's in here. And I was like, girl, there's a curfew. Like, you know, that panic set in because apparently not everyone got those text messages.
Right, right.
Which is so, so shady and scary. And think about the people that don't speak English because those were not translated. Like,
no, of course they weren't.
Essential workers who, you know, might not have their freedom papers on them to show to the patrol when they get stopped. Like, this is just too much. And so I've been protecting self, but also being useful, because this is the time to do that, you know, and just trying to find that balance. Even I have to admit, it has been a hard balance. Because I'm just like, we have so much to do for each other right now. We're literally all we have. We have so much to do for each other right now.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, on a side note, on a weird light note, so I can lose y'all, because I want to lose this energy just a little bit. I'm just, can I tell you about this random ass anime I watched? I just feel like it's so interesting, and I'm probably going to lose
what
you.
What the hell?
It's gonna make sense. It's not gonna make a lot of sense, but it's gonna make sense. I was watching this anime, and basically it was about this guy, and he was a precog, and it got me to thinking about like the shit that's been happening today and how I wished I was a precog. And I really want to share it because that's what I was thinking about when I watched the end of it. The guy he had this power. He was immortal, so every time he was killed, he had the power to kind of see like the possibilities of futures, and he kept basically every time he died was trying to pull like favorable futures as opposed to futures that, you know, where he would just actually not be immortal anymore. And I just thought it was so crazy that something like that existed, but we keep having all this like future talk and space talk. So I just want to throw that out in the atmosphere too, and pray that maybe somebody's is, if you're dying and you're coming back, you can pull a favorable future for us. Okay, just want to put that out there. That's
no, you
it.
Didn't do a call out to the time travelers.
Hey, I'm just saying, you know, I got to do something. Okay, that's me doing what I can.
And you know what's funny? So SpaceX just launched, right? Did y'all see that? So I don't know how true it is, because that's, you know, I be on conspiracy theory YouTube. So someone showed a clip of the launch, because it's on YouTube. It's like a 4-hour fucking video. There's a clip where it looks like there's a mouse on the outside of it.
I know he ain't motherfucking holding on to the space shuttle like they do the train here in New York. Mouse Jones, motherfucker. If Mouse Jones then hijacked the space shuttle.
I have to find what YouTube channel it was, because I saw it on Twitter with people being like, it's a motherfucking mouse. There ain't no way in hell that shit is space. And you know I love me a conspiracy theory, but I was dying because I was like, the fact that we legit don't even know if this shit is fucking staged like a motherfucker and it's being made out of some studio in Tribeca. There's a mouse that just ran across it and fucked up their whole shit.
See? And they would be the dummies that would make a stupid mistake like that.
I know, which is why I was like, it, you know, whether that's true or not, I'm not here to debate it. But what I find interesting is that it just feels like the veils of all these realms are being pulled up. You know, where like all the shit that we grew up being like, wow. And then something like that, where this fucking mouse appears to run across it. Like, it's just, I was just like, this is just too much. But actually, it's the C-SPAN channel. And the video is the NASA SpaceX Crew Dragon launch.
Let me tell you something. If that was on C-SPAN, that happened. C-SPAN always been. That's like the PBS of, well, the other PBS. C-SPAN is good, y'all. I'm telling you.
So you have to go to, I believe it's the 4:13 mark, the 4:13 mark. But even just read the comments, because you see people being like, motherfucker, was that a mouse? If you just need a laugh, a good break from all of this heaviness, mm-hmm. just go to that video and read the comments. I kid you not, I was literally like in my house in tears from the laughter of people being mouse. Like, what the fuck? Oh God, I love America. We're just a fucking mess. So, you know, are you guys going to leave the country? Are we moving?
It's that fucked up to where we actually be asking each other serious, straight dead ass.
Straight up.
Y'all leaving the country?
And the sad part is, as black people, where the fuck can we go?
Baby, according to, which one of the motherfuckers said Atlanta was Wakanda last week?
Oh, gosh. T.I., Lord.
T.I. ass, yeah.
Clifford, that's another thing. The shit that has been coming out of these celebs' mouths. Oh, my God.
Him, Clifford Hyman Harris, Killer Mike's ass, all of them just been talking shit. No, what we need to do is, this is the idea. And you'd be like, how the fuck, who, first of all, when did you become the city ambassador or whatever the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to tell y'all, I always tell people, like, I'm so glad that I left Atlanta. And forever I love Atlanta, but, like, it's just that, like, system there. Like, people think, like, they forget that it's the South. But it's because it's so Atlanta, they think that it's different. And I'm just like, nah.
If anybody should have been standing up there, it should have been Monica. Because I would have did what she said.
Did y'all have any brands hit you up asking you for advice? I had brands hitting me up, literally being like, how can we support the black community? And I literally was so...
All that power.
I was so... I was so frustrated at first, because I was like, here you are asking me to emotionally labor for you for free, mm-hmm. at that, just mm-hmm. because you haven't done the work. So now, because of we're in the middle of crisis, suddenly you expect the black people that you know, the one or two of them, to teach you and do a crash course. Mm-hmm. And I literally just told everyone, open your purse. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see a flyer. I don't need a caption. I don't need an IG post with a black backdrop that says hashtag, you know, we care, whatever the fuck. Open your purse, percentage of your proceeds, fucking go on Twitter and ask people for their cash apps that are protesting. I mean, just open your purse. The money we have spent on you, create an ecosystem so that we can have it funneling back to us. That's it. I just haven't had the capacity.
I know,
y'all are funny. Shout out to our listeners too, because y'all been holding these brands to the fire. I mm-hmm. went on IG and y'all had I had so many comments of y'all being like, I found out about you from a black woman. And then it would be parentheses, hey friend, hey, shout out to the friend zone. People being like, well, 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 how come you haven't? Which had me dead, first of all. Y'all was so fucking funny.
I love it.
Talk about, well, 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 how come we haven't seen you say anything, you know? So it's been interesting just seeing how we're all moving, trying to figure out, because it's an interesting time, you know? But let people grieve how they're grieving. Actually, I'm not going to do a full-out wellness segment today. I just want to use my platform to highlight people that I think are doing great work and need to be amplified. My sister Shirley, who I have mentioned many times, she's a therapist. She's an energy worker, a yoga teacher, but also a licensed, psychotherapist. And she's doing, right? I'm like, let me get it right. An IG live that is happening this Wednesday. So the day we drop, hopefully you catch it in time. It's at 6:30 p.m. PST on the 3rd. And it's The Alchemy of Grief, a conversation that honors our ancestors, our grief, and all of our emotions with Shirley Johnson and Aisha Walker. The conversation they're about to have is going to be everything. If you are having trouble alchemizing your grief and need help from a licensed professional, we all have our opinions. We all have our tried and trues, but it's different to consult someone who this is their career to do so. And they have the actual tools that you could put into practice. I want to make sure to amplify those professionals that are also Black women and can speak to you through the lens that you need to be spoken to through. So her IG is Soulistic Wellness. That's SoulisticWellness, Soulistic Wellness on IG. Everything is on her IG as far as how to find the link and the information on when it starts and even more of a background on what exactly is going to be discussed. Lastly, because that was a big one, let me find this. I've been retweeting so much stuff. Someone posted.
Bless your heart, friend.
That's what I'm going to try to find through my timeline. So AJ Scribes, letter A, letter J, Scribes on Twitter, created a thread of all the mental health professionals that are offering their services for free. And because she started the thread, or excuse me, because they started the thread, a lot of people from the internet jumped in offering their services because maybe they weren't part of, you know, the larger conversation or even things that are happening on a local level. So shout out to AJ Scraps for kicking that off. And then lastly, Life in Her Lane, LifeinHerLane, Life in Her Lane on Twitter, that's her @, posted a list of Black owned farms, which I love. Oh, nice. I know, and look at the little old man. Do y'all see him?
Yes.
Look at Queen Sugar.
You see him with his cows? And it says it's the ultimate list of Black-owned farms and food gardens by the UnitedBlackBooks.org. It's on my Twitter right now, but obviously it's on hers because she posted it. I will include all these links in the information box. So those of you that want to click it directly, of course, I will also have those links available to you on the Friend Zone Twitter. But I wanted to amplify those specifically because I think these are the conversations we need. Actionable items. How do I handle my grief? And how do I support my community? Those are two links that will get you started. And that's it for this week's Hot Button. And that's
Can
it
I
for
add
this.
One thing to your wellness segment in,
please.
The, in alignment with you amplifying those people who are actually doing the work? So I want to give a highlight to Brandon Anthony, who is an event producer and also an actor in Los Angeles, Black gay event producer in West Hollywood. Pretty much throws the only Black gay parties in LA when you go. And he issued a statement yesterday on behalf of his organization. He addressed it to the City of West Hollywood Bars and Restaurants. And I just want to read a brief excerpt from what he said. He said that although the protests and outcries are a response to racism and discrimination towards Black people as a human, towards Black people as a human, these actions should evoke a response from everyone. He said, if these matters are not directly addressed, we will be forced to take our businesses and influence to establishments that value our existence. Thank you for continuing to provide a safe space for our community, and I'm eager to hear any feedback and suggestions you may have. Let's work together and provide support to our Black brothers and sisters. Sincerely, Brandon Anthony, CEO and founder of his organization. So what he did was he posted this message on his Instagram and then specifically tagged 5 bars in West Hollywood on this strip that whenever you go to LA, you hang out at this strip in West Hollywood over by Pump Restaurant and all those other joints. And he tagged Mickey's WeHo, Rocky's WeHo, Revolver WeHo, Trunks Bar, and Flaming Saddles. And do you know all 5 of those establishments within the next 24 hours had posted statements saying that, yes, we align with Black Lives Matter. We know what you all have contributed to our business and to this neighborhood, and we are willing to take action and do this moving forward. So I just thought it was dope that he lit a fire under their asses and literally like let them know you need to have something to say. You need to let your audience know that you're aware of this and pick a side. Otherwise, we're going to take our business elsewhere. And they responded. So that caught, and he was very clear that this was just step one in a plan that he had outlined. So right. I just thought that call to action was dope. So shout out to Brandon Anthony for holding it down for us in West Hollywood.
Definitely. You know what? I'm so intrigued that you said that because I was having that internal dialogue with myself where I have not called out any brands because I'm observing.
Just seeing.
I'm just been in a very observant mode where I think what happens too is when you call people out, of course they're going to say something because, well, not, I shouldn't say that actually, because some might very well be like, all lives matter, fuck y'all. But for the most part, people are going to feel cornered and obligated to say something. And so I haven't done that because I want to make sure that the brands that I've aligned myself with naturally come to that. And it makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly, I will say shout out to Loan, especially. Y'all know how I feel about Loan. They put out a statement saying that 20% of their proceeds for the month of June will go towards, I mean, they have like a list of organizations they're going to be supporting. And I love that because not only did they put out a statement showing their stance, but also an actionable item. And this is what we're going to do about it.
Good.
Boom.
Shout out to Loan.
Shout out to Loan. I posted on my IG stories and I was like, and this is why. This is why I work with the people that I do, because it's heart-centered. It's not just about me getting checks. These are people that have good hearts and do amazing things. So I've just been observant, you know, so I find it interesting. I also admire the influencers who also have been like, no, I'm going to put your ass to the fire.
Yeah.
But like we said on the episode, everyone has their different ways of doing things and you have to listen to yourself at the end of the day. Before we switch over to Asante, I also wanted to highlight one last one, a young lady by the name of underscore Tori with 3 I's. So that's underscore T-O-R. I on Twitter created the Black owned business thread where if you are a Black owned business and want to put your information, people posted the links to their shops with pictures and have just been sharing that with their communities, with their Twitter, with their, I've seen it even posted on IG. I have to shout out Charisma on Twitter. Charizmaaa. She's the one that tagged all of us, actually, and the friend zone and all of our individual handles asking if we could amplify that thread. So if you're someone who has been maybe having trouble making ends meet with your small business or even haven't had the opportunity to amplify it, this is a great thread that has been catching steam since the 29th. So once again, that's at underscore Tori with 3 I's. And thank you, Charisma, for putting that on our timeline so that we could do our job and use our platform to get that out there. Ecosystem, that was the mental health.
Daily contact lenses are easy and convenient, which are two things we need right now. And they're the most hygienic option. That's why you need Aveo contacts. Daily contacts at an affordable price delivered right to your door. It's the only subscription contact lens company that offers both regular daily contacts and daily toric contacts for astigmatism. Their exclusive Aqualock technology keeps lenses hydrated and comfortable even after 12 hours. Plus, Aveo lets you customize your delivery schedule and personalize your plan. It's worry-free too. Aveo contacts are manufactured in a state-of-the-art clean room facility that's fully automated, and they ship on their own, so no third-party markups. Here's one more reason to give them a try. Aveo is donating a portion of all sales to Direct Relief, providing masks, gloves, and other protective gear to our healthcare workers. I have been using Aveo for some weeks now. They send me a bunch of contacts. They're comfortable, super affordable, super easy. I love quick, like, useful customer service, and Aveo was very much that, and they were very friendly. That is a big pet peeve of mine, so shout out to them just for that. They're offering our listeners the best deal that they have anywhere, and you can get a 10-day trial pack for $1. That's $1 at aveovision.com/friendzone. aveovision.com/friendzone for your 10-day trial, and it's a full pack for $1. You're not going to get this deal anywhere else, so go to aveovision.com/friendzone. A-V-E-O.
And Asante, let's move on to the Music Man segment. What you got for us this week?
First of all, thank you, Fran, for all the wonderful, amazing work you do for the community, as well as you, Dustin Ross. I appreciate and love both of you very much. I don't know if I said that enough to either one of you on this show, and I just wanted to say that before I move on to my segment. Especially like with the state of where we are right now, I just want y'all to know that I love y'all, and I'm so happy that we can do what we do together.
Amen.
Thank you. I love you, too, guys, so much.
It's time for some love. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is just so disheartening outside. So, I feel like I'm getting emotional. I'm going to stop trying to cry. This is so random. I promise I'm not high. Moving on to the Music Man segment. This weekend in Versus, Kirk Franklin and
T.D. Jakes. The timing, Lord.
I think that's why I was getting more emotional than anything, because I was like looking at this all over again, like, ooh, okay. Did y'all watch anybody tune in live?
Yeah, I watched. I wanted to see if Ciroc was going to bring the drinks for this one like they did for all the other ones.
A gospel healing sponsored by Ciroc.
All right, communion wine by Ciroc and shit.
Well, y'all know I did my thing where I watched a little bit after on YouTube, so y'all go ahead and tell me what y'all think. First looks, loves, likes, and hates. Give it to me the rundown.
Well, where's I knew gospel? I wasn't going to know anything because I'm not familiar. So, but I wanted the energy. I was like, we talking about God? I'm there. I don't have to be in your denomination. I love gospel music. I'm dead at Dustin in these hands.
praying hands.
You know, I was cracking jokes with Crystal and Jade. I was like, I am not going to know any of these songs, but I will be there. And Kia, we were all up in there. We had our little group chat.
I know Kia was there her entire life.
Oh, Kia was, listen, it was amazing to be able to experience that with them too, because they knew every song. So that was cool. I loved it. I thought they did a great job. I'm so happy that they actually used the kit that Swizzy and Timbo sent them for the Versus.
They said, we need this sound to be heavenly.
It was good.
Okay.
I do wish they had turned it up a little bit, but I guess it wasn't that kind of thing. Oh, you know what was funny? I will say, JoJo was in the comments, and she was like, I'm smiling my ass off. And somebody was like, keep it clean, JoJo.
Right.
And she was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry.
Right. Take that Grammy upside your head. What's wrong with you in a large house? Where's Maddie Moss and her shoe when you need it? But I'm gonna tell you something. What took me out was that tweet. They took a photo and standing in the middle of the street outside the studio or whatever, and so it was Kirk Franklin, T.D. Jakes, and Fred Hammond, and somebody gonna call them Belle Biv Devotion. When I tell you, I was about to pass out. I literally was about to pass out, but I knew I was going to heaven afterwards. So it was good. It was good. Versus.
Yeah.
Very good.
A lot
good.
a lot of people, and also according to this article on Revolt, they said the evening was truly a moment of healing. And I just wanted to make sure I talked about it and amplified it. So if you didn't catch it and you want to catch it, you should definitely go back to on YouTube and watch it. Because as Fran said, the music, it was a little low, but it was fine. It was not a bunch of crazy shit that's been
happening.
Did
you see the merch?
No.
Oh, they had merch?
Yeah, they had like tour choir robes. They had
cut it out. Like
I can't even get it out.
See how you be getting me?
Not a tour jacket. They had tour choir robes.
So
they
upset.
Had the they didn't have the Kanye church socks.
Nah, they just had never mind, because people gonna think I'm being disrespectful. And Lord, I'm telling you, I'm not. So let's just move forward.
Yeah, shout out to Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin.
And Tamela Mann.
Came and cleared it real quick.
What?
Cleared it.
I was going to say, I'm Not Plies really took me out of the fact that you can see him say that somewhere. It's just,
I love that he's so playful.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
That's
amazing.
My kind of spirituality.
the kind that say damn every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. Ain't nobody doing that damn. You know, don't forgive me now, but you understand what I'm saying. I like them kind.
But yeah, I just wanted to make sure I shout them out. Apparently, everybody was up in the building, and I think I mainly wanted to mention them because I saw Carrie Hilson's ass go across the line, and I just want to say
5G
Carrie,
herself.
Drop me a single. Just drop it for me. I don't care. Like, you're doing all this, and I just need you to do a lot of, you know, this. I don't know. Just something. Like, I just want to hear something. That's it. That's just me personally. I ain't got nothing against Carrie Hilson. I was a fan.
I have something that aligns with what you're talking about.
Give it to me, please.
I want to share it with you. Okay? Because I feel like we're in a space of Instagram, and I feel like, you know, when the spirit, speaking of the spirit, when it leads me, you know, in thought, I feel like I have to follow its lead. I was on Instagram the other day, and Monica was saying how she had been feeling really heavy. You know, she's cousins with Polo the Don, and they spend a lot of time together. Like, all the holidays, they always together or whatever. And she was saying how when she feels down or whatever, she goes over there and he just lifts all their spirits. Monica was hugging and kissing her kids. Her oldest son was away on a trip, but her middle son and her daughter, Leia, she was hugging and kissing them and blasting Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, Monica, as she was hugging him, she was just playfully, just casually, you know, like just singing, catching little background riffs and shit. She was blowing. Do you hear me? Monica was singing the shit out of Can You Stand the Rain on the low, low, low. It was a drizzle, but she was singing. Do you hear me? So when you get a chance, go on Monica's Instagram. Well, y'all gonna miss it by the time y'all hear this, but if y'all going there today.
I'm sure somebody put it on YouTube.
It was so brief, but and you know what? I screen recorded it, so y'all good. I'm gonna share it with y'all on Twitter.
Oh,
I got
okay.
Friends on Pod. I got y'all tomorrow. Just An text
exclusive.
Me when y'all hear this. Yeah. That's all. I just felt it was on my heart because you know it's even though it's not an inspirational song, it is one that makes you feel something.
Hey, the song had you singing, okay, and that's what the sound's all about.
Monica was jamming.
In other music news, I just want to talk to y'all about, like, I don't know, like, have y'all been listening to, you know, some of the new stuff that's come out over the past week or so? Or I want to know if y'all have been kind of, or if you've been in a state of, like, oh, I was feeling this time and era or whatever this was. Is there, like, a song that you've been listening to that's kind of old, whether it be 2 years old, 5 years old, 10 years old, and you just kind of been revisiting or, like, a time in your life? Because I just find myself revisiting. I don't know why. When I was in high school, I used to listen to like a lot of alternative music, and I'm right back there. I don't know if this is going to lead us into like another white radio episode in the next coming weeks, but I just keep like going back down like old Savage Garden songs and like just old random trash bullshit. So I just want to know, have y'all been feeling this way too, or are y'all still listening to all the new shit coming out? Where y'all at? What's going on in the state of y'all's musical affairs?
Dustin, you want to go?
Well, you know, ladies first. Ladies first, my love.
I mean, you ain't got to play nothing yet, or you can play it when you get to it, but, like, have you been, like, because for me, I've been playing music and then being like, I don't really want to listen to it. Let me go listen to this. And then I'll look and I'll be like, damn, this is from 2005. Why did I think that this was what I wanted to, like, why do I want to be here right now?
Yeah, I randomly started listening to Black Moon. I Got You Open, the remix. What?
Don't front. Oh, I Got You Open.
You know, I Got You Open, right? Hey. Yo, and then that put me into a rabbit hole of just like old ass hip hop. I was listening
play
to
some Onyx shit.
Okay. I was listening That's to the Lost Boys.
Ooh, Renee.
Renee, wow. You know, like I just got into that bag randomly, and Le Fleur, Le Fly, Le Ashkoshka. We always talk about that.
Helter Skelter.
Helter Skelter. So I kind of fell into like a old hip hop bag. I don't know if you know the ancestors. Well, I saw like Umar, the ancestors. I don't know if Dustin.
Dustin. How you been feeling musically, and what's been your musical state as of late?
My needle's been going the other direction. It's been going in older music, but in a much more soulful direction. I've been on, you know, T-Sop, The Sound of Philadelphia. I've been on The 3 Degrees. I've been on The New Birth, The Soul Children, Barry White's Love Unlimited Orchestra. Something about all them strings and that soulful vocal has been calming me lately.
Real.
So also my brother told me, he was like, nigga, I'm telling you, just watch it. He told me to look up James Cleveland, Where Is Your Faith in God, right? And there's a wow. live performance of James Cleveland and this choir going off.
Oh, to, I need that.
Saying, Where Is Your Faith in God? And the, you know, the things that they, it's the song is about a conversation between a Christian man that he's speaking of and someone that they're talking to who's going through certain trying circumstances, and they keep asking them, where's your faith in God? But they keep bringing up these circumstances, say, yeah, the money, talking about, you know, say you got a habit. It's all kind of shit that they keep bringing up. It'd be real shit though, you know what I'm saying? So like, you gotta listen to James Cleveland, Where's Your Faith in God? And also, I want to let the record reflect, this ain't a song I talk about a lot, but this is one of my favorite songs of all time, Diamonds and Pearls by Prince.
Oh,
flat out. Like, I don't care. You could put it up against any genre, any time period, anything. It's literally a perfect song. So shout out to Prince and Rosie Gaines, who was singing her ass off in the background.
I just don't get no more
perfect. Diamonds and Pearls by Prince. There's other new stuff that came out. This week right here ain't even about that. Yeah. It's about music that make you feel something. So dig in the crates, get into them soulful old vocals, and then also look up James Cleveland, Where's Your Faith in God on YouTube.
And also listen to this week's episode of Jaden XD. They made a music episode. I think it's called The Bone, about your sex playlist.
Did not go to the last time.
I know, this was so funny. I was like, what's The Bone? Like, I didn't make the connection at all. Had no idea what they were about to talk about. Then when it came out, I was like, oh my God, y'all. But they, it's good, so because you know those two are like jukeboxes. So they took us on a journey. It was just a nice respite to have for a little bit. So if you kind of need that musical break right now, definitely go listen to this week's episode of Jaden XD.
You was on your jukebox earlier, friend. You had took me down real early in the episode when you said don't. And I forgot what I initially thought you was referencing, don't. And then you came back and did it again, Bryson Tiller style. I was like, friends on the roll. She's on the roll.
it was Drake. Don't do it.
Yes.
Please, yes. Don't do it.
I thought you were singing Sybil. don't make me. Don't make me.
The don't playlist.
Okay. Don't you
forget about me.
About me.
Look, I told y'all
where
I've been at.
Why did we all do the same neck bob and and snap?
Hey! Like, golly. It's the shit. I just had to ask that because when it came to me and music, like, I've been listening to some of the new stuff. I've been replaying. What brought me here was because of Drake, actually. It's funny that we keep coming back to Drake. Drake has been put, like, he always puts out music and he doesn't, like, do a lot with it. He lets it do what it do on its own, which I appreciate. So when I hear like one Drake's song from like a previous project, it'll remind me of like another one from two or three previous projects that I didn't have like enough time with. Just because we live in like this musical frenzy where artists, I guess, they feel like they have to drop music to stay relevant, or, you know,
they do.
Pull people in.
They do.
And they do. Like for Sade, some people, though.
Get your ass up too. No, I'm just playing.
Well, not so that. I'm glad you actually mentioned Sade, because like for some people, they have to do it to stay relevant. But for some people, they do it when they do it, and we gonna take it when
she
we can get
goals.
It.
She is goals. Y'all know she's life goals to me.
Yo,
she comes 10 when years. She wants and then go choosing her farm.
She said, gave it to y'all, learn the words and enjoy it as y'all want to.
Bye.
But don't ask me for nothing else. Like,
XD artists played Cherish the Day on their episode, the Sade song. Y'all know that's my favorite Sade song. So I was like, oof, oof. Just a healing record.
I remember being like a child and them playing Sade in the fucking barbershop, being like, this is the one like R&B woman like that y'all let fly in this bitch, because y'all got ignorant trash
word.
All day. And then Sade come on, everybody like, hold on, hold on. All you hear is Clippers and Sade. Like,
it's like reverence. She got it like that, though.
Depending on who I'm having sex with. Depending on who I'm having sex with, because sometimes I need music to fill up the room. Some people you can handle stripped down production because you really want to soak up the moment. Other people, I gotta go to Costco for the perk you up. Let's speed this up. So some people I might need music that's going, you know, a little bit loftier production value. That's just me.
Not loftier. I told you my roommate in college, when I would play Sade, she would open the door and peek her head and go, "Are you depressed?" I'd be like, why? She'd be like, I'm just asking.
No, bitch, I'm not depressed.
She's like, who the fuck just sits in a room and listens to Sade without wanting to fucking
meanwhile, that was just the wave. Like, still ignorance. Is the wave.
Ignorance.
I have one more contribution to the Music Man segment.
Contribute.
One of the videos, because I'm a concubine, one of the videos that I saw that was of note to me, that during this period of unrest, somebody had busted out some windows of a piano store. I don't know what city they were in, but it was a store that sold pianos, and there was a black guy and a white guy in there. They were but they was playing. They were in there playing the piano as somebody was walking past recording. And they were playing this piano riff from this song by Playboi Carti and Young Nudie called, I think it's either called Kid Cudi or it's called Pissy Pamper, but I can't remember.
It, what?
I know. But that literally, the song is either called Kid Cudi and then Pissy Pamper in parentheses. There's either Pissy Pamper and Kid Cudi in parentheses, but there's a very specific piano riff, and if you look this up, you'll hear it. And I'm gonna share that video with y'all on Twitter too. So when you get to this point of the episode, make sure y'all tweet me, and I'll share the video with you guys
like
so
that.
You can see. Yeah, it's almost like a little choose your own Twitter adventure, you know, for the friend zone. But I'll share the video clip with you so you can see these guys playing
Pissy
the
Pamper.
Piano riff. And then I'll share the song too. That's the name of it. So it's not Kid Cudi. It's Pissy Pamper.
I literally Googled Playboi Carti piano riff, and the first thing that comes, oh, it is Kid Cudi, and then in parentheses, Pissy Pamper.
See? Okay, so that's what it is. But it random as fuck, that's what they were playing on these pianos. As all this chaos is going on, there's these guys in there playing this fucking, that riff of that piano, of that song. And so it was just really dope. So I'll send it to you guys when you get to this point.
Sorry, I was listening. Friend, don't make me share my audio. Yeah, that's it. I wanted to talk just like very lightly with music this week. It's just been such a heavy week. I didn't know like what thread to pull, you know, really for music. I just wanted us to kind of just have like a familial moment and just be merry. And that's it. And I feel like we've done that. So I want to move on to TV Land.
Hold on.
Oh, y'all got listens lately.
I think we should each play something for some music.
Yes.
A nice little music break.
Yes. Listens lately. Friend, thank you for bringing that back. I would actually like for you to start, because I always want to know what you've been listening to lately.
I'm like, it's always so hard to pick because it's so much good stuff.
Good stuff. Some good stuff you've been listening to.
So much good stuff. I am going to give it to Moses Sumney, who has a song called Bless Me that I have been playing, and I really love it. And this is how it goes. But when
in, in every beacon and lessons are you get. Bless me before you go. You're going nowhere with me. Met you in the wrestling pit. You came when I needed it. A body on top of me to teach me. Stayed up past the witching hour. Show me a secret power. I wish that mine could freeze time. Bless me before you go.
And then lastly, since I was talking about not forgetting to veg out and take some time for self, even amidst all this information that we're navigating, Masego with Veg Out. And this is how it goes.
We can turn up or turn down. We can wait, oh, I don't want to burn out. If you're doing favors, I return up. I just want to show you I'm deserving. Yeah, yeah. You say that this better pay off. Waste time like you got a day off. Hit you with the same old song. I know you could turn that off like, ooh, stop it. I'm just switching through these topics. This mood is lavish. I'm just breaking through the silence. Like, yeah, I wanna veg out. I don't really care what you're talking about. I just wanna waste some time. I just wanna rest my mind. Yeah, I wanna veg out.
Isn't that dope?
Yes.
Relatable content. So
such a beautiful song.
Such a fun song. Just lighthearted. And we all need to veg out. So don't feel guilty about it. That's it for me, Moses Sumley and Masego. Shout out to y'all.
What about you, Dustin Ross? What you been listening to?
We can go on and turn this bitch up real quick. I love the Migos. Oh, you know what? I think I played that before too. Never mind. Ty, you gonna edit again? We love you, Ty. We do. Okay, I'm ready. So the one song that I'll play this week actually comes from the one and only Freddie Gibbs. He named a song after my girl Scotty Beam, the beautiful Scotty.
Hey, shout out to her.
Yeah. Freddie Gibbs and The Alchemist put out a new project, Alfredo, and track number 3 is called Scotty Beam featuring Rick Ross. And it goes a little something like this. Bitched out, you know. It was like exclusive. Maybe you gotta drive it here. I've been on this shit, I gotta drive it here. Rolling Solomon's and Cutty, yeah. Yeah, KJ, Beats, K, yeah, yeah. The revolution is the genocide. Yeah, your execution will be televised. Don't cross me like Isaiah, that shit be ill-advised. Dark horse rap black sheep, they got me vilified. Castrated niggas and they feelings on IG. Won't ever let this industry demasculinize me. I do murder bareface, don't need no mask to disguise me. Through my effing in the stash, I think them crackers behind me. Damn. He pulled me over, I asked him, yo, what's the problem, sir? I swear to duck the potholes, man, I had no option, sir. Just let me go, cause my license insurance proper, sir. I hate to be on the run for smoking the officer. We was busting that police. Dope, good, soulful groove. Shout out to Scotty Beam for being immortalized in song.
I hear the fuck that.
Yes. Shout out to sexy Scotty Beam and Freddie Gibbs.
And Issa Rae told Scotty she had a fine ass face. So now Scotty's her Twitter handle. You know how you could change the name? It says fine ass face Scotty Beam. I fucking love it. No face like some face. Sure does.
All right. Well, I have been listening. There are a couple songs I want to highlight really fast. The first one I want to talk about really quickly is a young lady. Her name is Tiana Blake. She has a song called Cut Ties. She put it out a little bit earlier this year. She just recently released a song called Hit the Spot, but I haven't heard that one yet. But on the cover of Cut Ties, I feel like she looks a little bit like a... She looks like Brandy on the cover a little bit, but then under that, she looked kind of like
Baby Monica. Mama!
And that's how it feels every time I hear it. But yeah, it's funny because she looks like, it's like the Brandy cover. Hold on, y'all can't see this. I'm sorry. But she looked like Monica a little bit under the hat. It just fucks me up a little bit, just a little bit.
That anyway. Looks like the Maya cover.
And one of the Clark sisters, too.
With the brown hat, remember?
It's just all the... It's all just the
All About
school.
Me album.
Yes. When, see, she just got all the little influences, and I'm fucking with it. But this is Tiana Blake. This song, again, is called Cut Ties. And here it is.
To let you go so many times, but in reality, you're here to stay. I don't have a say. Oh no, you're in control, and you gotta hold on here. You lack my confidence. Now I am not confident with you around. You get me down, down, down.
So that's Tiana Blake. That's Cut Ties.
Dope.
She has like a really pretty voice. I just love it.
She does have a good tone to her voice. I thought the song was going to be about taking your braids out.
Oh, gosh.
It should be because her braids are taken out on the cover of this. But yes, I wanted to make sure I shouted her out because I've been feeling her. But I also want to give a shout out to L.A. For those of y'all that know, I've talked about this gentleman in the past. It's spelled
L.A. Shout out to him.
Yes, it's spelled E-L-H-A-E. It's funny that his name is L.A., but he has a song out with somebody called I M. It's literally just I and M. I don't know why this is happening. But anyway, L.A. and I M have a song together now called Need to Know. And I love LA's voice. I love talking about him, and I'm just gonna keep playing him. So here's LA.
Girl, the way you shine kinda blows my mind. Girl, I like this vibe. We need way more time. Yeah, all them lonely nights without you right by my side. I need to know your mind. Yeah, I need to know your mind. Yeah, yeah. Cause I need you to know I'm in love with your soul. I've been let down in the past before, and that's why I'll never let you go. You need to know you're the only one.
So yeah, that's LA and I Am. That song is called
Shout out to LA, the SoundCloud OG.
Oh my god, I love his like I don't even know how to like talk about the mood or the tone he sets with that music, but I just love his vibe. So had to make sure I mentioned him again. That song is called Need to Know, and that does it for the Music Man segment. Dustin Ross, I would love for you to take it away while you're over there burning Palo Santo. Okay.
I need to know. Tell me, baby girl, cause I need.
You would want to do that part.
That's the best part of that song. I love that part.
I love every that
time
part.
Every time you kept saying, I need to know, I could think of. Oh, I need to know.
Somebody will come knocking on your door like, do you need help? What is happening over here?
Right. Okay, give him the hand. Anyway, there's nothing to talk about. I ain't been watching shit but the goddamn news.
The only thing
I want to halfway talk about, okay, is what I want to direct everyone over to Insecurity to get the deeper dive.
Oh, thanks, brother.
Which is, by the way, the number one podcast in the game for how many weeks in a row is this? And y'all
Eight.
Are number one? Right. And that ain't no bullshit. That's the actual, and that's factual. Like
Thank
TLC
you.
Said. But anyway, Insecure was good as hell this week. This was literally like
Wasn't this perfect, so sweet?
Episode of Insecure. It was the most refreshing moment in my Sunday to see that episode, to see Issa and Lawrence being mature, to see them just kind of leaning into the fact that, listen, that is something in the middle of us, and it is what it is. Like, I love you, shit. And just to see them have that moment, that shit felt so good. It was written beautifully, Natasha.
Did you text any of your exes?
No, but I did send an Uber. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
It was so cute watching them like be grown and even the little kinks that I felt like there was, like him not being able to say that it was Condola he was on the phone with. Do you say that? Like, it was just, it was cool. And Molly was not there, so I fucked with that too.
Stop it. It was so raw. And it's like that moment that people, not everyone obviously, but most people wish they had that opportunity to just like clear the air with someone that they really love that it did not work out with. And so it was nice to see it written so beautifully so that we can all live vicariously in that moment to maybe a situation that we wish could have paralleled. And shout out to Natasha Rothwell, also known as Kelly on the show, who wrote that episode.
When I saw her name go across that, I was like, girl.
I mean, how many talents can one person have? I saw people saying that they would love for her to get a spinoff. I think that would be fucking awesome. Because she can write it. Yeah, she can write it all.
Well, she has a development deal at HBO, so I know she's working on some projects. Yeah. I know she's working on some projects. I'm not sure if they're going to do anything with Kelly per se, but Natasha Rothwell. Exactly. Yeah. We'll get more of what we love from her, because that proved nothing else. And she's not a one-trick pony, because even though there were comedic elements in that episode, it was very much about emotion and reverence for the history they had with each other and just meeting each other where they were today. And to me, let me not talk too much, because, you know, I'm dating somebody and shit, so I got to be careful with my language.
He actually said it, Lord. What is today? Yo,
I'm like,
what is today? Okay, hold on, let me see what time it is. On?
Lord Jesus.
Well, dating is, you know, a literal term.
Oh, don't even try it. You said it already. Ooh, no baddies. Wow.
You're dating.
Someone's light up in here.
But just, you know, when you can meet somebody, when you can return to a relationship with someone after you have really done work on yourself and evolved into, like, you know, your next level in so many ways, it's just nothing like that. That reconnection sometimes can really spark, you know, some real shit. So I just was so happy to see that.
Real.
It was a great episode. It was great. And that's it.
It was super good. So that means we're done. That's it for this week's episode, you guys. Those of you listening, as always, we love you so much. Emphasis on the soul today, because Lord knows we need it. We love you so much. We thank you so much for listening. And we will catch you guys next week.
Stay black, adios, everyone, and protect your magic.
Bye. Ben and Jerry's three new non-dairy frozen desserts are a new twist on vegan euphoria. The Ben & Jerry's flavor gurus have taken a big leap this time. Their three new non-dairy flavors are made with sunflower butter, and they're the perfect sweet treat for vegans, vegetarians, and everyone in between. I like that they finally said everyone in between and put us first. Check out Ben & Jerry's sunflower butter lineup and the whole non-dairy family at benjerry.com. That's benjerry.com.